With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. London's Heathrow Airport now resuming some flights and hopes to return to a full schedule later today in the wake of a huge fire. Heathrow was closed after a blaze in a nearby electrical substation cut power to Europe's busiest airport. At JFK International in New York, Alfie Joseph, who was supposed to fly to London, says she and others were stuck on their plane for hours.
Initially, like, we were very much anti. We were anti-British Airways. We were anti-everything. We was very, very angry and upset and just so tired, like, having to do that all over, you know, the whole night and just being uncertain. So that was very tiring.
The fire stranded roughly 200,000 passengers and affected some 1,350 flights. As for the fire, authorities say they found no evidence that it was suspicious. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing will build the Air Force's future fighter jet. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Joined by his defense secretary and top Air Force officials, the president announced the military's next-generation fighter jet.
The F-47 will be the most advanced, most capable, most lethal aircraft ever built.
The Pentagon says the new jet fleet will have stealth and penetration capabilities that far exceed its current fleet. Boeing's initial contract to proceed with production is worth an estimated $20 billion. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is beefing up the Navy warship presence in the Middle East, ordering two aircraft carriers to be there next month as the U.S. increases strikes on Yemen-based Houthi rebels. It is the second time in 6 months the U.S. has kept two carrier strike groups in that area, up from one. The Norfolk, Virginia-based USS Harry S. Truman will be in the Middle East for at least an additional month. The USS Carl Denison was in the Pacific and has been slated to head home to San Diego in 3 weeks, but will be heading toward the Middle East. This is SRN News. Bad news for Catholics. More has coming from SRN's Michael Harrington.
They are the largest single denomination in the country and a key ally to Protestants in the fight against abortion and the LGBT agenda. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that a lot of Catholics are moving away from the tenets of their faith. Pew reports almost 60% of U.S. Catholics support legal abortion in all or most cases, and 70% also think legal gay marriage is fine. The denomination is also shrinking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has suspended $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a male who allowed to join the women's swim team. The Ivy League university has been facing an Education Department investigation focusing on its swimming program. That was announced last month after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing in girls and women's sports. Investigations of several other schools are ongoing. This is SRN News. Canadian investigators say the Delta regional jet that crash-landed in Toronto last month descended too quickly. With more, here's Tayshia Stevens.
21 people were injured when the plane flipped over and passengers were left hanging upside down in their seats. A preliminary report from the Transportation Board of Canada says an alert sounded 3 seconds before impact, indicating a high rate of descent. The landing gear collapsed when it touched the ground.
Officials say it will take decades to replace trees at the National Memorial in western Pennsylvania to the crew and passengers who died there when a hijacked plane crashed on September 11, 2001. About 700 dead or unhealthy trees were removed nearly a year ago, and work has begun for what is expected to be a lengthy effort to rehabilitate the trees in 40 memorial groves. Measles cases in West Texas still rising 2 months after the outbreak began. Health officials say they expect to last several more months, and the case number is likely undercounted. This is SRN News.